results, which appear in the journal PLOS ONE, let her distinguish locals from recent arrivals. And, as it turns out,
contrary to our hypothesis, all of the vampires were local. We found others in the cemetery that were non-local to the region, but they were not buried as vampires.
Gregorica says they'll keep doing more chemistry with these bones to see if they can find any difference that might explain why those five people were buried under a sickle. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
Join WILL at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign for the season premiere of Downton Abbey on Friday, December 12th. That's right, we'll be showing the premiere at the Virginia weeks before it airs on WILL-TV. Watch the show with us and enjoy costumes, cars, prizes, and more. The event is completely free, but you must register online to attend. Visit will.illinois.edu/Downton for more information and the link to register, or call 217-333-7300.
Coming to WILL-TV, Emmy and Tony Award winner Kristen Chenoweth brings it home, to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, that is, to perform music from her career on stage and screen. With a classically trained voice set off by a gift for acting and comedy, Chenoweth performs Broadway, television, and film songs from Wicked, Glee, Les Miserables, Phantom of the Opera, and many more. Watch Kristen Chenoweth, Coming Home, Friday night at 8 on WILL-TV.
The news doesn't stop between Morning Edition and All Things Considered. I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Jeremy Hobson, co-hosts for Here and Now,
your source for comprehensive news, information, and interviews in the middle of your day.
We're combining the resources of NPR and WBUR Boston to bring you stories that will keep you up to date.
Entertain you with features and music.
Join us Here and Now.
Weekdays starting at noon on AM 580.
Programs on WILL are made possible with support from the Friends of WILL, and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne, and there are lots of ways to say thank you today that don't include turkey or cranberry sauce. For example, there is music. That is the chorus, Thanks Be to God, from Felix Mendelssohn's oratorio, Elijah. It's one of classical music's famous thank yous. And here to tell us about a few more is music commentator Miles Hoffman, who has become somewhat of a Morning Edition Thanksgiving tradition himself. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, Renee. It's 13 years now. I guess it's a tradition.
Yes, absolutely. And Mendelssohn's Elijah is certainly a musical thank you on a grand scale.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the great ones. Mendelssohn knew and loved the oratorios of Handel, George Frederick Handel, and he also loved the choral music of Johann Sebastian Bach. And when the Birmingham Music Festival in England commissioned Mendelssohn to write a big work for their 1846 festival season, he chose to write a big Handel-style dramatic oratorio on a great big Old Testament subject, Elijah. Actually, Thanks Be to God was not Mendelssohn's first musical thank you. Here's a musical thank you that he wrote 10 years before Elijah, Renee. That's Ich danke dir, Herr mein Gott, I thank you, Lord my God, from Felix Mendelssohn's oratorio Paulus, or St. Paul. And the words are, I thank you, Lord my God, wholeheartedly and eternally. And that piece was actually performed in Boston in 1837, when Mendelssohn was still alive.
And just a moment ago, you mentioned Bach, who had indeed influenced Mendelssohn. Mm-hmm. What about Bach? Did he write any musical thank yous?
He wrote a whole bunch. And one of the loveliest is a chorale that he wrote called Ich danke dir, O Gott, in deinem Throne. I thank you, O God, upon your throne.
That is lovely.
It's one of the many chorale settings that Bach wrote, settings of German Protestant hymns.
And we're listening to classical music thank yous today to help us celebrate Thanksgiving. And Miles, what about the music that says thank you without using any words at all?
Well, there are certainly pieces like that. One of the most famous is by Beethoven. During the winter of 1824, when he was in his 50s, Beethoven was very, very sick, and he was afraid he'd die, but he recovered. And afterward, he expressed his gratitude in the slow movement of a string quartet. The music has no words, but he did give the movement a title. He called it Holy Song of Thanksgiving from a Convalescent to the Deity. The music of Beethoven, the Heiliger Dankgesang, or Holy Song of Thanksgiving. And Renee, you know, at the risk of breaking the mood, I'm thinking of a musical thank you that's a bit more troubled than the ones we've heard so far. It's an aria, or song you might call it, from Leonard Bernstein's Mass, and it's called Thank You. But the singer doesn't express thanks to God so much as doubt and longing. She sings that she used to say Gratias Deo, which is Latin for thanks be to God, and she longs to feel thankful again, but for now she just can't. She's held back by her doubts.
We have been listening to musical thank yous with Miles Hoffman. And Miles, so far, the musical thank yous we've heard do revolve, whether with joy or doubt, around a deity, around God. What about secular thank yous in classical music?
Well, I have to say that my favorite musical thank you, Renee, is not a traditional religious thank you at all, but a thank you to music itself. And it's by Franz Schubert. It's a song called An die Musik, to music.
Oft hat ein Seufzer deiner Harfe entflossen.
Some of the words are, O gracious art, in how many gray hours, when life's fierce orbit encompassed me, hast thou kindled my heart to warm love, hast charmed me into a better world. O gracious art, for that I thank thee. That's the voice of the great Fritz Wunderlich singing Franz Schubert's An die Musik, which is just one of the most beautiful thank you notes anybody ever wrote. It's a thank you to music.
And we have been listening to musical thank yous with Miles Hoffman. He's the violist of the American Chamber Players. And Miles, happy Thanksgiving to you and all your family.
And a very happy Thanksgiving to you too, Renee.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
Tonight at 7 on the evening concert on WILL FM 90.9. It's the New York Philharmonic this week. Lisa Batiashvili is the soloist in Brahms' Violin Concerto. Also on the program, Haydn's 103rd Symphony and Christopher Rouse's Thunderstruck. That's the Brahms Violin Concerto on the New York Philharmonic this week. Tonight at 7 on the evening concert on WILL FM 90.9.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana.
Good morning. With oil prices at a four-year low, a meeting of OPEC today is attracting unusual attention. We'll get that story on Morning Edition from NPR News. And it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without football. Our sports correspondent, Tom Goldman, offers a preview of all three big games. I'm Renee Montaigne. Also, Schools for Husbands. It's a program in Niger aimed at slowing population growth by teaching men about reproductive issues. In our new boom series, millennial doctors are practicing medicine with a sharing economy approach. Plus, a newly discovered copy of one of the world's rarest books, Shakespeare's First Folio. It's Thanksgiving Thursday, November 27th. News is next.